right, so welcome to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega, and happy Friday to you. Okay, so let me share my thoughts on this particular issue. 5,000 Naira. Some time ago, people were complaining about people who ask for urgent 2K. 5,000 Naira. I'm sure it means a lot to a lot of people. Means a lot to poor Nigerians. Some people shed tears when given. Wow. All right, that's a statement credited to Sadia Farouk. She is the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development. So this came up yesterday. She had a briefing with State House correspondents, and then she said it is elitist to assume that the 5,000 Naira monthly national cash transfer to vulnerable households is insignificant. I think I should just read out exactly how she puts it, you know, just to let you know everything she said there. You can actually find this story in the major newspapers. I think they all carried it yesterday. Okay, so she was actually asked about the relevance of the initiative to the federal government's plan to lift millions of Nigerians from extreme poverty. And this is what the minister had to say. Now, she said that the intervention may not be fitting for some classes of Nigerians, but it makes a difference in the lives of poor Nigerians. So let's quote her. If you look at the people that you are taking this intervention to, 5,000 Naira means a lot to them because these are poor and vulnerable households. That's part of what she said. Anyway, but she's saying that it changes their status. But for you and me, 5,000 Naira is not even enough for us to buy a recharge card. That's the difference. It's enough to buy a recharge card from you, I beg. But then she says, but for these people in the communities, you have seen they were able to save out of that 5,000 Naira. So when people say 5,000 Naira does not save people, that is an elitist statement. Honestly, because we've had courses to go to the field and we have seen these people. That when they get this 5,000 Naira, they cried and shed tears because they've never seen 5,000 Naira in their lives. So it goes a long way. It changes their status. And by that, it lifts them from one stage to another. Don't say hallelujah. I'm not prophesying. I'm just reading out the statement of the Honorable Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, Sadia Umar Farouk. All right, so yeah, 5,000 Naira, it means a lot to a lot of people. Even the people that may seem to be elites, right? 5,000 Naira is a lot of money. There are people who go to line up or queue up in the filling stations. It's 5,000 Naira petrol that they are there to buy. So I'm buying even less. So 5,000 Naira is a lot to a lot of people. So let's not take that away. All right? But that thing where I remember someone said something the other day. I don't know. I just keep coming back to this particular statement by that. It was a message someone sent in where the person says, I'm trying to paraphrase here. When something is more like when you keep experiencing a particular thing, it becomes normal. Even though it is abnormal, even though it is not so good. But because you're always there, because that is always what you see, we tend to just see it as normal. Now, I'm looking at the fact that we have these people and they are very at home with making an amount of money that they know within themselves that this money will not take anybody out of poverty. They just know that this money will not change anybody's status. they know within themselves. But then they make it sound like we're doing such a wonderful job. And because they saw people react to that thing in one way or the other, they just feel that, oh, wow, we're doing well. You know, it's just like those of them who go to pay people to vote for them, right? So they come out there and they're sharing that amount of money. And they see people, you know, rushing to come and collect that 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever the amount of money. So they feel like, oh, wow, we're doing well. So we are meeting the needs of poor people. The vulnerable people, that's what they call them. Vulnerable. And at some point last year, we heard the poorest of the poor. We're still waiting for that money. You know, yeah, 18 months, right? Before the fuel subsidy thing is going to come to an end. And then 5,000 naira will be given to the poorest of the poor. So she is making it sound like, I don't even understand the part where she's saying it changes their status. And by that, it lifts them from one stage to another. So 5,000 naira is going to lift people from extreme poverty. It reminds me of something a governor did last year, I think around November, the governor of Abia State, Governor Okezie Ikpeazu, where he said that the state government was also giving 500 naira to every woman who gives birth in government health facilities, right? And the way he defended that 500 naira, you know, part of the questions, and they were kind of like asking him why he thinks, what are they supposed to do with 500 naira? And then he goes, are you asking a poor woman what she will do with 500 naira? Some people don't have it. Oh, well, at least it will pay their way back home. So that's the same way this woman is sounding. You know, 5,000 naira is going to change somebody's life. It's going to... And she said they saved money out of the 5,000 naira. If I'm giving 5,000 naira now, I will still save money out of it now. At least to transport me to work tomorrow and next. But the whole idea of sounding like messiahs, like saviors, because some amount of money that we know within ourselves, we're very sure that this money is not going to help these people with what we put out there as the aim of sharing that money. We just know it's not going to do that. But then we make it sound like the savior has come. This amount of money is going to lift people from poverty. First of all, how come they are even poor as they are? What even kept them in that state? So is it 5,000 naira that they receive, you know, while crying? She said some shed tears because they've never seen 5,000 naira in their lives. So 5,000 naira is going to move them from one level to another. So now that they have 5,000 naira, what else is the plan? Now they have 5,000 naira. Okay. What happens? What happens next? You expect them to take the 5,000 naira and go start a business? Or are you telling them what to do with the 5,000 naira? Like, what is actually the plan to really, if we are moving people from extreme poverty, do we even have a dream, a picture of what we want these people to look like? Right? In the next maybe 6 months. So if we're taking people out of poverty and we start a move, we start something, we should have sat down to discuss, okay, so by the time it's about 6 months, these people are no longer going to live in mud houses. These women who are just sitting at home and doing nothing and just giving birth to multiple and a whole lot of kids all over the place, they will no longer be sitting idle and getting pregnant at every space they have. They will have something doing, and the men also that are not doing anything, we will engage them with this and that kind of jobs. We will also ensure that these communities, they have power supply, will also ensure that the health facilities in these communities, or the health facility in these communities, are functional. So what is actually the plan? Is it to just give them 5,000 naira and watch them cry and thank you and maybe lie down on the floor and pray for you that you have saved them from extreme poverty with 5,000 naira? But hey, let's not forget, 5,000 naira goes a long way in some people's lives. They've never seen 5,000 naira, and there is someone somewhere who is owing somebody 5,000 naira and they don't even know how they're going to pay back. So if you give them 5,000 naira, you have done something wonderful for them. But to say that that is to change somebody's status and to lift them from whatever stage to another, what stage are you lifting them from? You're lifting them from the stage of not having 5,000 naira, okay, to the stage of having 5,000 naira. Is that the plan, actually? Because I don't know if that is the plan. Maybe that's not the plan. Maybe that's part of the plan. Let them at least have cash, right? For the first time in their lives, they can hold cash and count it, and it's up to 5,000 naira. That is a big win. So now that they know that money can enter their hands, I'm almost sounding like, I almost feel like preaching. Okay, so now that they know that money can enter their hands, so their hearts will now be open for more, right? So they now know, maybe their minds can now dream and see that they can no longer stay in this level for a very long time or forever, that they can actually rise above not having at least 5,000 naira to the level where they can have 5,000 naira cash, that is their own money. And so they can dream of 10,000 naira, they can dream of 15,000, of 20,000 naira. They can also dream of not living in a mud house or in a thatched house. They can dream that their kids can go to school. They can. So the 5,000 naira is like a seed. So the government is sowing a seed. Wow, okay. I think my eyes are opening right now. So I'm beginning to see things from their perspective. The government is sowing a seed of 5,000 naira into the lives of these people who have never seen 5,000 naira. And they're doing something awesome, something wonderful. So these guys can now begin to see a beautiful future. They can actually begin to see possibilities, because they've been in a place where they have never been able to say 5,000 naira is my money. So now they can say 5,000 naira is my money. So their eyes are open. They begin to see clearer that better things can happen for them. You know, without having to preach to these guys, the government has done something. They've actually spoken to the hearts of these people. They've actually opened their eyes to... Okay, have they opened their eyes to anything? Maybe I'm the one who is thinking that eyes have been opened, but I'm sure someone's eyes must have been opened. Probably someone there has been dreaming and thinking of how they can start a pure water business, but they don't have 5,000 naira to call their own, so there was no way they could have started. So now that they have 5,000 naira, they can go ahead and start off the pure water business or any other business that 5,000 naira can actually start off. It's a lot of money, actually. 5,000 naira is not small amount of money. It's not little. It's a lot for a lot of people, because it's not like people go out there and they're dashing people 5,000 naira on the road. No, 5,000 naira is a lot of money to a lot of Nigerians, to a lot of people. But to see 5,000 naira as a way of changing someone's status and lifting the person from poverty, that's the one I'm not comfortable with. Okay, I think I'm done sharing my thoughts for now. Maybe by the time you start talking, sharing your own thoughts, I would also see some other things that I'm not seeing. So I've tried to touch on different angles that I could just think of. Of course, not necessarily totally condemning the government. They are doing something good. So I'm already applauding them for, you know, sowing a seed in the lives of men. How many of you have given somebody 5,000 naira before in your lives? Okay, well, let's get to the phone lines. I would like to hear from you. What do you think? 5,000 naira means a lot to poor Nigerians. Some people shed tears when given. Sadia Farouk, Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, said that. The numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. Send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Hello, Heart Facts, you're welcome.
My sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
It's Edoma calling.
All right, Edoma. Go on.
You are talking about 5,000 naira. It means a lot for a common man or who? For Nigeria.
Poor people.
Even this time? Even this time now or time pass?
This time or this time? It's not time pass.
As I'm talking to you, do you know? Sometimes I used to go to market to my for my wife.
Mm.
Before, when I give my wife money, I would say, the money when I give you, he lost. I'll be waiting on process. Because of few things, when it will even break on, you can't even imagine it. Do you know that these our leaders, there's so much great poverty into the system. Imagine that a state governor was talking, saying that if you born for my health center, I'm going to give you 500 naira. Such an a governor, if it is not a wrong one to mention, he is due to even just, in fact, he need to even leave that office. What do you know? What is 500 naira? When you know that the money that you basically billions of naira is in your account, and you are talking of someone, your health center, or in that case, 500 naira to be given to the person.
All right.
They're even talking of 5,000 naira. The 5,000 naira, they say they want to share 5,000 or whatsoever. Who? How many people? They are still, that money is still even going to their pockets. And basically meet every day. In fact, as I'm talking to you, Nigerians don't supposed to know what we call poverty.
All right.
They say this, our leader know what really brought them to that place. That.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you are on Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio set. What's your name?
My name is Jesse Bright. I'm calling from Israel.
All right, Bright. Go on.
Okay. Thank you for this. I miss my friend dying so much. I'm happy. I'm actually a good person who can whose length can fit his shoes. So my what the minister said is a true reflection of the mindset of our leader. What I tell people, and one thing I have found out is this: they do not understand the concept of leadership. To them, it is ownership. It is not leadership. What happened in our government was this: we surrendered our sovereignty as individuals and individual nation. We surrendered our common good, including our common wealth, to them. And now, the good thing they will do to us is to mock us, the wretched of death, and the poor. There is an ancient Greek saying that public money carries a cost because it is not a product of riches or wealth of people. They are painful money deducted from the hard earnings of people. I was handed over to certain person, and whoever toys with public money are most the poor and the wretched of earth. Have a place you will answer. If not now, then you get after. The person says anybody, any woman that delivers in government hospital, will give 500 naira. So he, if what can 500 naira, because even a man for bread, not for bread, if no man got 500 naira, a man for bread can satisfy a family. What can a man do more than 500 naira? It is sure how wicked they are. Their time is now. And let me tell you what we are just asking. It's a very apparent strategy to congest me. Eh? Some people say this is our season, but no.
All right. Thank you very much. At some point, I couldn't really hear what you were saying. Your line wasn't clear at some point. Apologies for that, though. Hello? All right. Do well to call back if you can. Welcome to Hard Facts. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Ibin Danabo. I'm calling from Opopo.
You're welcome.
The truth is that they have subjected so many persons to poverty. So even if they give 1,000, it will be enough for those persons. And you see somebody say, hey, if a counselor in the village where I come from will give 10,000 naira, and that 10,000 naira in Opopo cannot give the woman in the market a basin, a bucket of isam to sell. What are we talking about? A minister coming to tell us that she will give 5,000 naira to poor people. Those persons she's giving, it can be maybe from her area. If somebody that is poor in her community will take 5,000 naira, somebody that is poor in any of the riverine area cannot take even 100,000 and be okay with it. What are we? She, that's the same minister that gave 30,000 naira to empower beneficiaries for more than 2 years, and none of them could use it for anything. And you are giving 5,000 naira, and you say it's okay. Please, they should leave us. They have subjected Nigerians to the way they want it. This is not what APC promised us in 2015 before we voted for them. And they are coming. They should come back again and solicit for votes, and Nigerians should vote for them. Let's see.
Okay, thank you for calling. Well, the thing is that 5,000 naira, as I said earlier, it means a lot to a lot of people. You know, the minister said some people cried and they saved money out of the 5,000 naira. Hello?
Hello, you're Constant.
Hi, you're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
All right, Victor.
Wow. So, politicians will look at Nigerians. Oh my God. Sorry. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Hello.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Yes. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay. Yeah. My name is Tam.
All right. You will have to speak up, please.
Okay. My name is Tam.
All right, Tam. Go on.
If the minister said that he gives 5,000 naira and people is jumping out, there is nobody that is in the village, no matter any village is in the car, and they are not being done something, they get 5,000 naira before. No human being. So
you don't believe that there are people who have never seen 5,000 naira before in their lives?
No, it's a lie. Because even though they are selling cassava, or anything they are selling in the north, they are selling tomatoes, selling everything, or pepper, they get more than 5,000 naira because they farm.
But you're not there with them. Are you calling the minister a liar? See, she said, she actually gave an example. Okay. She said some people cried when they were given the money.
Listen to him. Say some people cry. From where? Where did they give the money? That was where they talk about the feeding, school feeding, because they carry one food, go from one school. They go photocopy and they go snap and carry camera, everything. They just feed around. Finish it. They don't say the own Nigeria. They don't already collect money. That's my math is. So little people, they are lying. You are in River State. Where do you see the share 5,000 other people?
Oh, well, she didn't say in River State. Okay, thank you very much for calling. But the school feeding program, they did not do one school and took pictures and said it was everywhere in Nigeria. It actually happened in many places. All right. So she said the people in these communities, so I'm sure that the places they went to were those kind of places where you really see poor people. There are people who are poor, maybe because you are seeing 5,000 naira, thinking it's small money. Maybe. You don't know there are people that have never seen 5,000 naira. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Buchi.
All right, Buchi.
No, hearing what the minister said is just very, very laughable and embarrassing. In this economy of hyperinflation, What is the worth of 5,000 naira? Okay, these people now that receive this money with here, who are they? What's their identity? If such happened, this government has tension to attempt to, you know, curry attention, you know, by any little achievement whatsoever. 5,000 naira in this economy is almost zero. All these people, okay, suppose instead the poorest set of Nigerians are from the north. Now, these northerners are farmers. They cultivate cucumber, they cultivate cassava, they cultivate tomato. Are you not saying that 5,000 naira is a big deal to these people?
Maybe they have food to eat, but they don't have cash.
They sell them. They ship them down here. They sell them. So I'm even willing to argue that those monies are not shared to anybody. Do you have any relation that got 5,000 naira, Miss Mega?
I don't have poor relations. My relations are not poor.
I know has anybody that he knows that got 5,000 naira from anybody. So are these people ghosts? These are just the same ministry fed children during a lockdown with billions of naira. Well, next year after election, I pray the writing is done so that everything will be unraveled for Nigerians. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling, Buchi. Buchi is calling beneficiaries of 5,000 naira ghost beneficiaries. There are poor people in Nigeria. Oh, God. You are living in Port Harcourt. You don't know what's happening in this country. There are people who are poor. There are poor people. Could you turn off your radio set?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is AKP, and I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. You're welcome. Please go on.
Yes, thank you. The question should be, are there people who need 5,000 naira?
Yes.
And the truth is, there are too many people that you can only imagine that need that 5,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Me speaking to you, I was among those people that were enumerated. I mean, that were among people to enumerate, you know, for, you know, do those groundwork so that they start paying the money. Collecting data from those products. But it's going on in Port Harcourt right now. It is not something. It's not.
Okay, hold on. Let's not.
Hello?
Hold on. You say you're one of the people that did what?
Yes, among people that are enumerating dues to be paid the 5,000 naira, taking their data.
So where are you taking these data from?
Areas like Kriku Cultural Center. We have areas like Oguna Bali. We have areas like Stella Maris, Arambakuba, Agri. We have areas like Bundu. I'm telling you what's going on now.
Okay, so when did... Hold on. Can we have a conversation? I want to get what you're saying. When did this theme start?
Okay, this started last year.
Last year when?
Last year, let's say around June. Yeah, that was when they started marking. They were in three stages. The first people that came, they were marking the house. They went to those strategic areas. As opposed
they were marking houses.
Areas. Sorry?
You said they were marking houses for demolition or for painting?
No, not demolition. They were marking the doorposts of houses, poor people. People that are supposed to be poor. Then when they marked those houses...
Hold on. Did you say people that are supposed to be poor or poor people?
When I come and ask, take your data. Ask you how many people are in this house.
Okay.
You know, to know how many people you are feeding, or how many founders, and to know your poverty level.
Mm.
They ask you the kind of work you are doing,
okay,
and the rest of them. So when you take that data, then the next set that come, collect your account number, so that the next thing you start getting the money. Do you know that people that are even struggling to come and collect the money are people that are even living better than that level?
How were they struggling to collect the money?
Sorry?
I thought you said they were going to their houses. So how come they were struggling to collect the money?
Yes, they were going to their houses. And then when they were taking the data, you take, you know, when you see a person and for instance, you've marked the house already. Now when you come to take the data, remember you are still verifying. So when you ask it, but when you come to see a person's house, even seeing the house alone, you know, seeing the person alone, you know, that this person is more than 5,000 naira. Now, they now pretend, knowing what the purpose is for, that they have to get 5,000 naira. Then, you now see the person, and you know this person is not, that the person now start bringing or making false information, oh, this, about this, and lying about their status. just to be in the category to collect that money.
Okay, so they go to So they go to the house that is for poor people and stay there, and you take their data. Is that it?
No, no, no. They stay there. Fine. You know, there may be some people may be living in a poor environment, but they are their status is better than others. That's why they still go further. They don't just come and say everybody that stay in this environment. They want to take. They are looking for poorest of the poor. That means
okay. So from that June till now, how many people have received this 5,000 naira?
No. They've not started receiving it.
They've not started receiving.
From what I know, right now, but I'm telling you what I'm participating. I'm not lying to you.
Okay, but they've not started receiving. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, so that is what is happening. And people need the money. So we shouldn't just...
All right, thank you very much.
We should still think, you know, if government...
Okay, thank you very much. I've had like 4 minutes with you. I just wanted to find out where this is happening. But thanks, though. Hello?
Good afternoon, my sister, Constance.
Good evening, Abby. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's afternoon, actually.
Madam Doka Aguka.
Welcome, Madam Doka.
Thank you. I want to see that it's the people that have been displaced from their homes, these IDPs that she's talking about. The only thing that is very much unfortunate for me is that it's a woman that is occupying that office and telling the whole world this thing she's saying. I feel pain and I don't know how to reach her. Because if you are telling Nigerians today that 5,000 naira is making people to cry the cry of joy, then something is really wrong. You can see transportation. You can see go to the market, my sister. You can just see poverty that is in the eyes of people, and they say they want to lift people out of it, and it's 5,000 naira. And a woman who has children, who has her husband, is telling us and telling the world that they are crying and cry of joy. I want to tell her that these people are crying that they left their home, and if they were in their home, they would have been able to make more money. So they are not crying the cry of joy that she's telling the world today. She's not telling us the truth.
Okay.
I want to say that she should get back to her government and let these people return to their home and fend for themselves like they used to do. This is so painful that this woman that they were sitting like the other brother said, we were all at home when they told us how much billions they have used. It's feeding students. Students that were in their homes with their parents, they were feeding them. Just to mop up money that only one God knows the time they will use it, eating them up. But I want to say that they should know that there is God.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Madam Duk. Oh Lord, she made me laugh. She said the people are crying because they're like, Kai, so this is what you brought me here to come and collect. Oh, come on. I don't think that's what it is. There are people who actually have not seen 5,000 naira before. Yeah, there are people there. Please, Hard Facts presenter, how did you... Oh. Okay. You're asking how to collect your PVC? You registered since last year. Go to the INEC office, all right? Go to any of the offices and let them know. Someone is giving me what 5,000 naira can do. All right. A basin of gari is 5,500 naira, meaning the 5,000 naira is not even enough. Well, they don't need a basin of gari. They just need like maybe 4-5 cups. And you're saying no soup, no beans, no rice. How do they survive on 5,000 naira only? Our leaders are selfish and greedy. Oh, wow. Constance, believe me, this government lacks focus. This government lacks investment plans. They don't give me fish, but show me how to fish. Borrowing billions of naira to give each person 5,000 naira, is that sense at all? Borrowing to share instead of investing, does that show wisdom? I pity the next government who will come and inherit these wrots. Avenue to siphon monies against next election. God deliver us. Your name is John Peters. Eric Chooks Obunna. My name is not Gabby. Well, you say someone started selling groundnuts with 2,000 naira, and today, in the second year, his sales have grown substantially. That's beautiful. The 5,000 naira story is a disgrace to whoever made it. I'm 100% sure that the woman who made that statement was appointed with Basi Nyong. I'll leave that part of your message, I don't want trouble. How many people are they giving this 5,000 naira? I think this is all about the numbers, so they can claim huge sums from the national treasure. In an attempt to outsmart us, government officials end up insulting our collective intelligence. They really believe us to be helpless fools that will swallow any chaff they feed us. Statements like these are part of the reasons why government wants to kill the public education system so that they can keep bamboozling us with nonsense. Good afternoon, presenter. What is 5,000 naira with the conditions of things in Nigeria now? Please let them come. I will give 10 of their family members 5,000 naira each. AG Ben Global from Okija. You're asking them to send account details. Well, I think you should go look up the minister. Google her and then find her wherever, Facebook or anywhere. Then she can tell you how to reach the people. Alozie King from Omuma. Good afternoon, Constance. It's unfortunate. I want to ask, considering the present economy of Nigeria, what can 5,000 naira buy in the market? Can 5,000 naira pay hospital bills of malaria patients? The answer is no. If federal or state governments truly wish to alleviate poverty, they should create job opportunities for the citizens and stop undermining Nigerian citizens by calling them vulnerable. Oh, yeah. Good evening. Some of our leaders are comedians at best and sadists at worst. Who feels happy while the people languish? Do poor people have their own market? The Dalai Lama said, when we make ignorance our master, there is no possibility of real peace. Dr. Gift Wallo. 5,000 naira can never be a lot of money for anyone for a month in Nigeria. I don't blame the minister because it's Nigeria. Only anybody can say anything. It is well. Your name is Fegabo Cliff. Oh, yeah. Good evening. What that caller is trying to tell you is that the World Bank COVID-19 relief program for the poor, they have not yet commenced payment. SF Smart from Agri Estate, Port Harcourt. Are you sure that's what the guy is saying? That's not what he's trying to say. Mm-mm. It's not a COVID-19 relief program. He's saying that the 5,000 naira that the minister has already announced that they've started giving. That's what he said. That he's one of the people that went to take data. They went to mark houses of people that are poor. They now took their data and they've not started sharing the money since June last year. They're still collecting data. And then he said some people are even rushing to go and collect the 5,000 naira. It's like he didn't really get what I was saying. Because this initiative, right? The government plans to save 100 million people. 100 million Nigerians from extreme poverty. They plan to save them from extreme poverty. That is the plan. And then, how are they doing this? Share 5,000 naira to the people and they will be saved from extreme poverty. Can I hear you say hallelujah? So that's what I was asking. What exactly were they thinking? Like, did they have, as usual, the committees that sat down to say, okay, this particular community, they have about 100,000 people. So if we're going to lift them or save them from extreme poverty, what are those things that actually keep people in poverty? Is it 5,000 naira that keep people? Is it 5,000 naira, lack of 5,000 naira that made people or makes people to live in extreme poverty? So when they get 5,000 naira, they will be fine. They should have sat down and had that plan. Do they have hospitals that are working? Do they have schools or a school in that community? What are the people doing? How are businesses coming into this place? Nobody is thinking about that one. It's to give them 5,000 naira, each family. I don't know how many people are in the family. And she didn't even tell us if it's each person in a family that gets the 5,000 naira. So after you've given them 5,000 naira, what next? What is the plan? Because she says it changes their status. And by that, it lifts them from one stage to another. So maybe the guy who is explaining to us that someone started groundnut business with 2,000 naira should go and meet the minister and have a discussion with them on how to get these people to use their 5,000 naira. People in extreme poverty. So maybe they have food. If people have food to eat, are we still going to say that they are living in extreme poverty? Because if someone is living not just in poverty, there is extreme in this sentence, and I'm not the one adding it. Extreme poverty. I don't know. They just always have these words come up. Vulnerable, the poorest of the poor. Remember, there's a 5,000 naira to be shared later on, though, for the poorest or to the poorest of the poor. It seems vulnerable. It's not cutting it this time. So that one is for the poorest of the poor. So 5,000 naira is to lift people from poverty. How do you lift someone from poverty, actually? If you plan to lift someone from poverty, what would you do for the person? For the people who are thinking 5,000 naira, we should not be condemned. We're not condemning anything. We're saying, does it even make sense? Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, I'm Chris. I'm from Port Harcourt.
All right, Chris, go on.
Yeah. The man that said he was part of the people that went around to in Port Harcourt, I was thinking you were asking, which area did he identify as the poorest of the poor?
He mentioned some areas. He mentioned some areas in town.
And again, there is no way somebody will have food today. Then call that person poor person. But even myself that is talking to you, I don't have food in my house. And yet I'm not the poorest of the poor. How do you have food and you say you are poor? How do you even manage to have the food in the first place? And then you become, did you steal the food? Enter market now. You know how far. And then you now have food, but you don't have money. How do you do it? Do you dig it from a ground? I can't just understand. So that man that is saying that he was one of, he's lying. I'm lying. He's one of those APC people. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, Mr. David from Borokuli.
All right, David.
5,000 is a lot of money for Nigerians. And I will tell you why I said so.
All right.
It worries me on daily basis. From Nigeria to Wave FM, we hear certain voices every day complaining about every single thing the government does. But you know what is worrying me? When they complain this complaint, they will not begin to tell you that God punished it, that this should not come again. The next thing they will tell you is the solution is PDP. And I ask a question. Suppose APC presents Jesus Christ tomorrow, and the devil and PDP present the devil tomorrow. So because of party, we should just vote for PDP straight away.
Okay, I think you're trying to change my conversation, and I'm not appreciating that. Hello, hello. I'm actually on the mic, and if I'm talking, nobody can hear you. All right, so I want to get your take on the particular issue we're discussing.
Yes, my take is this. If we don't like 5,000 naira, let's look at other parties that have good candidates. You cannot be doing the same thing the same way every year, every of your life, and you are complaining they are giving you 5,000 naira. For me, 5,000 naira is okay, because if it is not okay, all those who are making those calls should see other parties and wake up. And realize you are not going to be PDP by fire by force.
Okay, so you say 5,000 naira is okay. 5,000 naira is okay. It can save people from poverty. All right, all right. Thank you very much. He keeps screaming party, party, party. Huh. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I think I have just one more minute before I go. Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
You're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Steve, Chica on the line.
All right, go on.
I just have a few questions to ask. This government is sincerely giving out 5,000 to actually look people out of poverty. Is there any business that they have in place that 5,000 naira would be able to execute? Is there a business plan that if you give someone 5,000 from the government side, it will be able to execute it? That is one question. The second question, is there any final study? Like, okay, let's even know if this thing is going to work out. What's your plan? Is it going to work out? If they've not done this and they claim that they're lifting people out of poverty by giving them 5,000, that is a lie from Peter Hearn. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. And that will be my final call for this time. My name is Constance Mega.